I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Kim Kardashian Trends. I'm Jack, that's Miles. Mm-hmm. Miles, you were just making me laugh by saying, let's go, my Eggos.
Hey, let's go, my Eggos.
Lego.
Yeah, I mean, at first I didn't know as a kid what they were actually saying.
I did not until I was well into adulthood know that meant let go of my Eggo. Yeah,
no,
that's
Legos
right. A commercial, in a commercial context, you're saying Lego, and you expect me to think of
and
let
I'm
go.
Four, so the fuck you want from me? Okay,
have been clear because someone was asking someone to let go of a waffle that was named Eggo, but it wasn't. My brain was dumb.
I wasn't at peak wittiness then. Okay, I thought this shit was called Alison Wonderland. Like her name was Allison, and her last name was Wonderland. That's how I just heard shit as a kid all the time.
No, if it's in a fantasy setting, it has to be Alicent.
Ah, yes,
you have to add that to make it sound even more fantasy, fantastical. Princess Alicent.
Ah, thank you.
When they dropped that T on me in the first episode of House of Dragon, when they were like, and Emperor, you know, Ms. Alicent.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here.
You're like, hey, you did.
Get out of
well
here.
Well done.
You, George R. R. Martin, you.
And this is my buddy, John. Johnny.
Jonathan.
Thank you. And welcome Eric here as well. And Kyle.
Exactly. All right. Well, I am Jack. That is Miles. These are some of the things that are trending. Kim Kardashian trend is trending because the SEC is
making her, pay for her crimes for shilling Ethereum Max or whatever the fuck it was called a few years ago. And she was like, you got to get in on this. And everyone's like, oh, my God, lady, you too. You're getting in on the ponds. OK,
ponds
1.3. And you know, we're not talking about the wonderful skincare products of Ponds, P-O-N-D-S. We're talking about Ponzi schemes here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 1.3 million just to pay the SEC. And also, I think like agrees to have to like can do no promoting of crypto securities for like 3 years or some shit.
Is this the first celebrity crypto pump and dump that's gotten targeted by the SEC?
You know, actually, I don't know. Maybe.
Because that seems interesting.
I mean, I think it could be. I mean, so when I look, this is the first time, at least someone of this stature. And based on this Bloomberg headline, it says Kardashian SEC slap is fresh warning shot over crypto promotion.
Mm.
So I don't know if that they're saying like to the other shills out there who take money to, you know, promote whatever, like Justin Bieber, you know, is Madonna and Paris Hilton and fucking Jimmy Kimmel going to have to answer? Not Kimmel. What's the other?
Fallon. Yeah.
Too many damn Jimmys, man. There's Jimmy, Jimmy, and James.
I know.
Everybody
too much
Jimmy on late night.
Just one monopoly by that name on late night.
I'm changing my name so I have a shot at late night.
It's interesting. I'll be interested to see if they follow through on other people who aren't women celebrities who a lot of men seem to have a problem with, because it's just interesting that she
will
be
they come for
out.
Matt Damon,
right?
And Tom Brady. That's when we know.
That's
when
question.
The article should really be like, uh-oh. They got Tom, bro.
They got Tom, dude. TB12.
Fuck, touchdown Tommy.
Lena Dunham is trending. Because
yeah,
she
wow.
asked in a very specific way for her flowers.
Dude.
She's like, please.
Fucking demanded them at gunpoint, basically. She tweeted, now this has been... I've only seen people's takes first. They're talking about Lena Dunham this, Lena Dunham that. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? She tweeted yesterday, quote, "When I go, I want my casket to be driven through the NYC Pride Parade with a plaque that reads, quote, 'She wasn't for everyone, but she was for us.'" Who can arrange?
Hmm.
Huh?
Wow.
Eh?
I like that you gave the Canadian translation after.
Eh? What sayest thou? Yeah, I think, and then everybody was like, "Wow, you really just patting yourself on the back there, giving yourself that award." Like, we're gonna make way for Lena Dunham's casket at the Pride Parade.
Interesting,
man. The men, dude, that's that again. The confidence that like powerful white people have. I'm telling you, it is the most potent energy source in our world. It has her saying stuff like this earnestly on God's Twitter.
On Twitter. Here in front of God and Twitter and everyone. It's very... I hadn't really even associated her as like a queer icon of any sort up to this point.
I just know her as making OBJ massively uncomfortable and not really having people of color in her shows.
Right.
But
yeah.
I guess also queer icon.
Right. I at first assumed when I heard about this that somebody else had said that, and then a debate ensued where someone was like, you know, let's give Lena Dunham her flowers. But it's rare for the celebrity themselves to say, let's give Lena Dunham her flowers. Am I right? signed Lena Dunham. It's interesting, like when you find out her backstory that she was like the daughter of two very cool like artists, I think, and academics who always had like the editor of the New Yorker and like various artists and luminaries. And she would be like five and hanging out at these cocktail parties and was just like, Lena is so adorable. I don't know if her dad's name is Jeff. No,
yeah, puppet comedian.
Yeah, the puppet
Jeff
guy, Jeff. Jeff Dunham, Lena Dunham's father. Your daughter is so adorable.
What's she writing? I don't know. Probably some weird feminist crap. Hey, come on now. Don't do that bit now. What? She's one of them bra burners.
Yeah, that is where my brain went when I tried to come up with Lena Dunham's
in that
way,
name. She would be massively more interesting. I'd be like, well, you know, growing up in that Dunham house, you know,
right.
And you found your way still.
Yeah, that would be very cool if that was her backstory, that she was just the hipster puppet created by Jeff Dunham indirectly by ignoring his children. But so it's there is an assumption of adorableness and attention that comes with that upbringing. And maybe that's where this inclination is coming from.
Like when your childhood is in the inside of a New Yorker cartoon.
Yes.
like yeah. your whole life, like, yeah, you're going to be insufferable as an adult. I'm sorry. That's as bad as growing up in any terrible situation on earth, you know?
Right.
Yeah. That's my take.
Seisheen Littlefeather, activist who took the stage to decline Marlon Brando's Oscar, has passed away at 75.
Oh, man.
And the timing is interesting because in June, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences apologized to her for her treatment at the Oscars that night. And she was like, wow, really? Okay, thank you.
Hey, look. Turns out this whole industry's got a lot of apologies to hand out. We're getting there. We're in the 1970s.
we'll get to
the other stuff eventually, but there's a lot that happened in the 70s that most people don't even know about. So we're gonna be here for a minute. But
yeah.
But did she pass away of natural causes? 75. Who knows
life
expectancy
not.
In this country has been like going down like every 3 minutes. So.
Yeah, I'm unclear. I don't know that they mentioned, but
yeah, iconic moment, you know.
Yeah,
iconic moment in the Oscars. Unlike Lena Dunham, who I'm still Lena. Please write in. Let us know what your creds are, where you can be demanding that you become the showpiece at the Pride Parade.
When I die and they give my estate an honorary Oscar, can we all just agree to be cool about it? That's coming from me, Jack. Please just. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Dahmer is trending because that show came out right on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are urging that
you to not watch it.
Yeah, don't watch it.
Or watch it if you want, you sick fucking piece of shit.
I was one step ahead of you in the not watching it category. I had no interest. The trailer was very clarifying to me of like, this is something that should never be a series length entertainment of any sort.
Right. Like everything we've been talking about, I think, Jack, maybe you weren't here, right, when we discussed the Dahmers. I don't think you were. You were out when we were talking about like just the reception and how like all the family members were like, please stop fucking doing this. Like over and over and over again, like having to my phone. I like when my phone rings, I know it's because some Jeffrey Dahmer shit just came out and they want to ask about if you remember when your family member was brutally murdered and talking about like just how traumatic it was, even to see how like painstaking lengths they went to like recreate one of the victims, like family members who watched and like, damn, that's, I thought that was fucking me for a second. I didn't even know what they were like, what this, you know, the dedication to authenticity, as they put it. But a PA, like there was a tweet thread from this PA that like came out that was talking about her time working on it. She was one of the only two, maybe black women working on the show. And she was just saying it was just an awful experience. More just like it was exhausting. The, you know, she said that people were obviously mistaking her like in the crew for the only other black woman who like didn't look like her. And just like working on it, she just felt that just was like looking at stuff that felt bad and was only, could only imagine like what other people's experience was going to be. So, you know, a lot of people have been sort of, I think, expressing their like outrage about it. And, you know, in this instance, this was like a PA who was just like, man, it's just hard to even work on a show like this. Yeah. Which, God, I can only imagine. Being a PA can already be the shittiest job on set sometimes, and then add to that, like, you know, casual racism and gore and fucked up situations like on camera. And then you might be like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah. The obsession with Dahmer has always been interesting to me because when I learned that Silence of the Lambs came out before Jeffrey Dahmer was caught, and it really, when you read the details, I've always suspected, like, I don't know, he may or may not have actually like cannibalized people, but like that is what the public and the media wanted to be true. Mm-hmm. And then to use that peg of like, we were desperate for a cannibal because we live in a sick culture.
Right.
And, you know, we're so desperate for a cannibal that we just keep coming back and retelling this story in new ways over the protests of the victims' families
I think their reasoning for the showrunners is like, but like what we're doing is that we're having a reckoning with the fact that his whiteness did protect him as he brutalized these, like, you know, queer and mostly like men of color or whatever. And they're like, so like, we're not ignoring that. Like, we're actually like talking about that. So can we re-traumatize you for as a treat?
So cool. Yes. That for sure. The trailer also made it clear that like there was a sandwich that they, I believe, invented for the story where it's like mystery meat in a sandwich that he's trying to get his neighbor to eat. The whole thing just hinges on him eating people, trying to serve people to other people. And, you know, a lot of shit that is pretty, when you look at the details, is pretty sketchy, but clearly appeals to.
I mean, I just can't.
Whatever the fuck is wrong with us.
Documentaries. I get like our obsession with documentaries or things like that. But then like the sensational, like dramatizations. I've never really been, even like when that, like Inside the Mind, whatever that first serial killer show that everyone was like going off about on Netflix. Yeah. Part of me is just like not into that. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't resonate with me, but I know people who are just so fucking like, can't put this shit down.
Yeah.
And hey man, do you, but yeah, for me, it's just, sometimes it's just like, I'd rather just laugh.
Yeah. And when you look at the literature on the Mindhunter thing also, it's pretty much bullshit. Like the idea that somebody can draw up a psychological profile and then catch someone as a result of that psychological profile is just, it's always been a fun thing to write fiction novels about, but I don't know. It's an obsession.
I think that'd be pretty cool, man.
Hey man, I think that'd be pretty neat. I'm actually basically psychic when it comes to finding the bad guys.
I'm so fucking dangerous, man. I'm a dangerous person's worst nightmare. Cause I can figure him out. Whoa.
Exactly. Black Panther 2 is trending. A new trailer came out that answered a big question. Doesn't really answer it, but narrows it down, because a lot of people were like, so they didn't, you know, recast Chadwick Boseman after he passed. What are they going to do? Who is Black Panther who is Black Panther 2?
Yep.
And they will be referred to as Black Panther 2 throughout the film.
Exactly.
So we got a good look at a new Black Panther, and it appears to be a woman, mm-hmm. which makes sense because all of the biggest badasses in that movie who aren't Chadwick Boseman are all women. So people are still speculating, you know, is it Lupita Nyong'o? Is it going to be Letitia Wright? Like we don't know, but
will
that is
it be. I don't know.
Angela Bassett.
It could be, you know, I don't know. Could it be?
I believe her kicking ass.
I don't know. It could be Shuri, but it seems like the books in the comic, when T'Challa was like indisposed, Shuri has become the Black Panther. In previous comics, so like there, I think the lowest hanging fruit would be that it's Shuri. The trailer looked fucking cooler.
The trailer looks cool as fuck. Yeah,
I just like seeing like big groups of people rolling up on something.
Yeah,
I just like to see a mob pull up. Like that's it.
Totally. Like it is. There are multiple shots of just gathering, like people just gathering
about
for battle
to run up on somebody. Ooh. Like, oh
yeah.
Scratching like this very primordial itch in my brain of like big group hunting other group or something. But yeah, there's like one shot of like all the sea people who are led by Namor. I forget. Look, I don't know everybody. I don't know the lore yet, but they're swimming underneath a boat, and I was like, oh, this shit's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I thought that was them swimming under the whale that they all ride into battle.
Shit. Atlanteans. Thank you. Super producer Ian came through with the help side right there. Atlanteans.
He's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for
it. I'm fucking, this is so humiliating. I'm sorry, y'all.
Anyways, this movie still looks awesome.
Even without the like weird Kendrick Lamar edit that like brought me to tears in the first to last teaser. So they did it with regular music this time. And I was like, I got to see it.
And then finally, Herschel Walker is trending. He's got some interesting ideas about what's the direction this country is going. If you know, you follow a progressive path, they're going to make you move into your electric car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think it seems like Warnock is potentially leading. Okay, just a little bit.
Oh,
but
man.
Again, it doesn't really matter, as we saw over the weekend in Brazil, where they were like, yeah, Lula's running away with it. And then it's like, okay, right. There are limits to polling. But yes, Herschel Walker is...
That election ended up being much closer than expected. Lula still won the election, but it's going to a runoff because nobody got 50%. So Lula v. Bolsonaro 2 coming at the end of October.
Yes, with the help of Neymar Jr. Yes. But yeah, there's this clip of Herschel Walker, Senate candidate, who is again doing this thing where you hear a progressive policy and then turn it into the dumbest possible thing that no one would ever ask somebody to do.
Yeah, so it's like a straw man riff gun.
It's like its own. It's truly. I mean, we see many versions, but Herschel Walker has been putting his own brand of of it on, like, you know, like how he was talking about we need to plant more trees and stuff. And that's what the Green New Deal was. This one is now about solar panels, and we'll just experience his genius about talking about the solar panels and what Joe Biden is really trying to get us to do.
You know, they're talking about an electric car, mm-hmm. solar panels. It's like, right now, solar panels.
Hold on. Okay, he just said, right now we're talking about electric car. Time jump, solar panels.
Oh, wait, no, there wasn't an edit there, Miles. That was just time jump inside his mind.
I just want to let you know that that's how smooth this dude pivoted off. I'll do it one more time so you get how smooth this pivot was.
You know, they're talking about an electric car, solar panels. It's like, right now, solar panels. I want to afford groceries. I want to afford eggs and milk. You're talking about me getting solar panels, giving me a tax credit to buy an electric car that's cost more than my house?
First of all, the tax credit isn't meant to force you into buying a car. It's incentivizing.
Right. Yeah, that's actually okay, like gives that. You money, but okay.
I like that, but I get it. I get it.
I'm going to put a solar panel on my roof of my house, on the roof of my car. And that's what I'm living in. I said, let's get to the true fact.
One more time.
More than my house. So I'm going to put a solar panel on my roof of my house, mm-hmm. on the roof of my car. And that's what I'm living in. I said, let's get down to the true fact. The true facts are, this is not the new normal for us.
I don't even know what that part meant.
But the going from, it's a particular, we've talked before about the Gish Gallop, where you put words and ideas in the mouths of your opponent, and you do, and there is so many leaps inside of them that it makes it really hard for your opponent explain all the intricacies of why what you're saying is not true. He has a very like loose way of Gish Galloping with word association and dream logic. That's
really interesting. I wish he was a freestyle rapper.
Right.
Rather than fucking shilling for fascism. Like, use your word association skills for good, Mr. Head Injury, please.
So he went from, they want you to buy electric cars.
Solar panels.
To solar panels. Which
you get because you can, it's because EVs are better for the environment. And a very optimal energy mix situation. You know,
to, put a pin in that. They want me to put solar panels on my electric car. Which that would be great if we had cars that were.
But here's the thing. You want me to buy an EV that's worth more than my house. So if I get these solar panels, I guess I have to put it on my car because it's worth more than my house with that logic. It's the same shit they do to just completely try and make a progressive policy seem like just bonkers shit. Like just the same shit like with trans people when they said, and you know, kids are now identifying as like cats. Mm-hmm. And they want litter boxes in the schools. I've seen this. No, I haven't. Yeah. But that's the same logic where someone goes, wait, what is trans? What is gender identity? What is this? What does this mean?
Yeah.
Whoa, people identify, but they are a man and they identify. What's next? Then even like with the gay marriage. Right. Oh, what's next? You want to marry your horse? No one is going to marry their fucking horse except for a very specific group of people. And that we already don't worry about them.
Right.
Like all the time. So it's very easy to then just go, oh, Joe Biden said he wants to stop people from coming over the border. The border is made of fentanyl. So if people are going through the border, they're getting fentanyl on them. And then when they come to your town, if you take a big whiff near them, you could overdose on fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay.
That's true. Sure. I mean, facts. Where are you going to get to the part where you make something up? That's,
sorry. Yeah.
Sometimes that's just how the world works, Miles.
Sometimes I stumble upon a truth every now and then, inadvertently. But yeah, we'll see where this goes. But still a very, very close race. Everything's too close for comfort.
Mm. All right. Those are six of the things that are trending on this Monday, October 3rd. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.